Now, my next guest is from the Australian Associated Press. And the Australian Associated Press is an integral part of the Australian media landscape, providing independent news and photos to hundreds of media outlets around the country. However, recently, financial pressure has meant that we're at risk of losing the AAP and possibly important media diversity along with it. A crowdfunding campaign is now underway to save the news service. And here to tell us more is the Australian Associated Press's CEO, Emma Cowdroy. Emma, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily. How are you?
Good, thanks, Lily, and thanks for having me on to talk about AAP.
No, very important issue, particularly for us as well. So for those who don't know, why is the Associated Press so important to the Australian media landscape?
Look, AAP has been around for 85 years. We've always been the independent, trusted and reliable news source. We've had front row seats to events that have not only shaped Australia but the rest of the world. But probably the most important thing really for Australians to understand is that we supply the core news to hundreds of news outlets across Australia, up to 400. 255 of which are across regional Australia. So often the stories that are published by those outlets are the ones that you will have read every day. You just might not know that they were from AAP.
And how does that play into the role of democracy here in Australia?
Look, we believe that AAP is essential democratic infrastructure. It's vital that we have an independent wire service that can ensure that all of those outlets are best able to source their news and to thrive. Without us and without an independent news wire, those outlets will struggle, I suspect, to be able to source content from nationally, because news gathering is a really expensive business, as I'm sure you know.
Yeah.
And I guess in the next 4.5 to 5 months, if we weren't to be here, the only other source available to them will be the News Corp NCA Newswire, which it will be retailing and wholesaling in the same market. So that's always a difficult balance, because they're if they were to take on customers, media outlets across Australia, they will be essentially having customers who are also their competitors in the market.
So how have we found ourselves in this position that we're at risk of losing the Associated Press?
Look, I think that probably the main issue is that we have been asking the government for funding. The industry is really on its knees at the moment. We came into the acquisition of AAP with our eyes open, but I think the environment's probably the worst I've seen in my 20 years. It's often been said that when the newswire subscribers sneeze, so when those 400 media outlets sneeze, we catch the cold, and we know that our customers are under enormous pressure. I mean, COVID has been devastating for advertising revenues, and what's bad for our customers is really bad for us. So I think, as I said, we've applied for government funding. The minister has in fact recognised the really important role that AAP plays in supporting public interest journalism in Australia. And Rod Sims, the head of the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, has also said there's a very compelling case for government funding for AAP, because the best way to support an industry in crisis is actually to support us, because we are the ones that supply the high quality, low cost content to, as I said, 400 outlets across Australia.
There's a crowdfunding campaign underway to help save the
Sure.
Associated Press.
Yep.
What's the goal and how much do you need?
Oh, look, we've said that we've put a target of $500,000. And look, crowdfunding is really only just one element of our funding stream, but it's proven to be a really useful and fruitful way to engage with wide audiences. And part of it for us is a brand building exercise. I mean, the GoFundMe site has seen donations from pensioners through to politicians.
Oh, that's the best. That's the best.
And it's, look, you know, it's again for us, I think we've often hid our light under a bushel. I mean, we really are the quiet achievers that any news reading consumer would have read our stories thousands of times over their lifetime, but probably didn't know it.
Yeah, Emma, so, I'll be honest with you. Until I started working here at 2ACR, I had no idea you existed. And so that's a really fabulous point. I don't think people appreciate, or like you've just said, you've hid your light under a bushel for so long that people haven't appreciated how we do have an independent standalone media service that is giving us good quality, factful media.
Well, we don't have any advertisers to please, and we don't have any political axe to grind. We've always said we are a straight down. We are factual, we are accurate, and we are just a straight news service that reports the news in a really factual manner. And I mean, I often say we've got the best journalists and photographers in Australia. And we're filing on a real-time basis. So for me, the crowdfunding campaign was our opportunity to make it really clear why we're so important to the Australian media landscape. And the one thing I know about Australians is they love to back the underdog, and that's what we're hoping comes out of our GoFundMe campaign.
That is awesome. Emma, if people listening want to support the campaign, where can they go?
So we're on GoFundMe. It's hashtag AAP needs you, and we do need Australia just as much as they need us.
And we will link that to our show notes as well, so people can head onto the 2SER website and find it all there. Emma, thank you so much for your time. It was great speaking with you.
Thanks, Willie. Thank you.